Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Doc Medich. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dempsey moves to third. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball four. Mason moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Mason scores. White moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Dave Golds now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Holt reaches second base with a double. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt scores. Bry moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer throws the ball into Mason, who tags Braun trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mason moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Blomberg takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mason moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mason moves to third. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Braun moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Holt. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Braun scores. Darwin moves to second. It's Yankees, 4, Twins, 4. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darwin scores. Terrell moves to third. Bry moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing first base. Larry Hile now playing left field. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson pinch runs for Greg Nettles. Bill Sudeikis pinch hits for Chris Chambliss. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Mel Stottlemyre pinch runs for Bill Sudeikis. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. Stottlemyre moves to second. It's Yankees, 5, Twins, 5. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Stottlemyre moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to home to get Stottlemyre. Dempsey moves to third. Mason moves to second. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Lou Piniella now playing first base. Fernando Gonzalez now playing third base. Sparky Lyle now pitching. R.A. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Carew applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is walked intentionally. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Sparky Lyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-4 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hundley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to third for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a line drive towards short. Mason catches it and throws to second to double up Gomez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Piniella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jean Michael pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Jean Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Gonzalez scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Yankees. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bry is hit by the pitch. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bry. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Mason applying the tag. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.